Yes. So, as Dan said, God is able to do all things, do the impossible, even reduce our stress. But he does teach us through stress. But one of the things I want to just point out about this kind of topic and that I think is just absolutely incredible is that we don't have a God that doesn't know what it is to stress. You know, we kind of think, well, he's almighty, surely he can do anything. But actually, we have written in this book moments where God stresses. I'm going to read one to you now, because in this passage, we find exactly how we deal with stress. We need to be positive about it. Yes, ask what God is doing through it, but there's a real key kind of number of ways that we can see how we should deal with stress. And the reading is, the story is from Mark chapter 14, verses 32 onwards, so it's this. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." And then we have God himself in a stress, in distress. He knows what it is to carry this. And we see in that passage an example of how we can deal well with stress. First thing he does, he heads towards God. He heads out to pray, and he doesn't do it alone. He shares his burden with friends. He takes with him, Peter, James, and John. He takes his friends with him to share this burden of stress. He doesn't do it alone. In a moment, we're going to follow in his example, and we're going to have a time where we pray with each other, where we follow in those footsteps of Jesus in Gethsemane as we share the stress with each other and pray over it. But that's exactly it. He shares his stress, and he goes to God. He goes and he prays. He seeks his Father. He kind of goes with this positive attitude of, "God, you know, whatever you want. God, what are you trying to teach me? God, what are you trying to do?" He takes it to God. And then notice, what are his final words? "Not what I will, but what you will." He gives up control of his life to God. Now, I understand, when I led to this passage, I was like, oh no. You know, this is a scary passage to kind of talk about how to stress, because we know what happens next. Because at this point, Jesus then goes and he dies on a cross. And I thought, everyone sitting there is going to be like, oh no, when I stress, I might end up on a cross. But it's not about that moment. Because I doubt what God did in those moments of prayer for Jesus in his stress was tell him about the cross. I'm sure what God told him about was the resurrection. I'm sure what God told him about was me and you. God gave, I'm sure, Jesus a greater perspective. This trial that was coming up was so little compared to the reward. That through this difficulty, through this stress that was about to come, the world would be changed. And I believe that this is the truth for us as well. That when God leads us to a place of stress, he doesn't leave us alone. And he will bring amazing things out of it. We're going to follow in Jesus' footsteps now as we join together to share our burdens and to pray before God, to ask that question, what are you trying to teach me, God? In these stresses in my life, what are you trying to teach me? And to share that amongst each other. So what I'm going to ask you to do, I'm sure Paul's got a little bit of lovely reflective music for us. And what we're going to do in these few moments is just gather into twos, threes, fours, maybe just with the people around you, and just for a moment, just share maybe one of the stresses in your life at the moment. You can be as deep or as shallow as you want, but I encourage you to be as deep as you can. And then to pray together, to sit in that garden, as you will, and to seek God, to ask what he's doing, and to ask his presence, to ask him, if need be, to break down the barriers, as Dan said. So, let me pray for us, and then we'll get into groups and do this. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for stress. We thank you that you love us enough to not leave us in a non-stress state, that you love us enough to want us to change, to be the very best we can be, to be what you created us to be. So Lord, we thank you for stress, and we thank you for your presence in those places. Lord, we pray as we sit and as we share this evening, following the example of your son, we ask you to reveal to us a little bit of your perspective, that we might see what it is you are trying to build in us, what you're trying to grow us into, that we might see a little bit of what your kingdom is going to be like because of the stress that we face. So Spirit, we just invite you now to take center stage, to fill us, to guide us, to lead us in our prayers for each other. Amen. If you want to gather into groups.